Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael ben Naftali Zichrono Levracha.
Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The sugya on Yud Beis Amud Aleph is the sugya of Paritzis Psimov. It starts on the banam of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Klapi the din of Bnei Mavui, Shema Akron Alav, it's Tali Viz Paritzis Psimov. And the Gemara brings a raya from the din of Bayisosim Yeshloi Dalin Amis Bechotzer. From Bayisosim, then ain't a metamakol svivav parts of Simov metamakol svivav. It's of beer, the dimin of the Gemara, once a din in Mavui, the first din, and from that we bring a raya from Chotzer, where a Mavui and Chotzer are two different dinim. No, the raya of the Gemara is, the shem hadin of the sugya is when does it loses its shame Pesach? And that's what the Gemara is comparing all three in Yanim. The Gemara is saying that when it's loy paritz is psimov, even though you soiger it, it has a shame Pesach. But once it's paritz is psimov, it loses its shame Pesach. Zeinach inami, each Indian is indeed mifnei atzmoi, movui, chotzer, tuma. But they share one thing in common. The kulam tali in a shame Pesach. When does it have a shame Pesach? That's tali in paritz es psimov. Klapi the din of dalet amis, as is da shayla, before the din of dalet amis, what does paritz es psimov do? As Rashi says, kolzman shaloi paritz psimov kishenista piskoi loisilik mezuzasa yumashkes umaftin the gully daite de loisilik nafshe v'soifer lepoisre lachazman. So Rashi, if he left the mezuzah, that's a raya that he wants to build it back. As Marik in Shairish Kuf Sadik Aleph, Rebbe Kiva Egen Shulchan Aruch Simin Kufayim Bei Sifkat and Zayin Amidaik Rashi, that Rashi learns the Gemara, the fact that he leaves the mezuzah, that's a raya that he wants to have his Pesach back. The Rashba says it differently. The Rashba says when he's paritz psimov, as that's a raya that he doesn't want to have dalet amis. May nafkemina, Marik says, what would be in a tzir where there is no mezuzah to the door? And he closes it. That according to Rashi, he has no raya from the fact that he left the mezuzah, as he loses it. Masha inkein, according to the Rashba. So that's the Hezber of why is it Tali on Paritz Psimin. We have the Pshat of Rashi, that leaving the mezuzah is a raya. We have the Pshat of the Rashba, that Paritz Psimov is a raya, he doesn't want the schus anymore. Now, Yesh Lodin, how does Paritz Psimov be mafkia the schus of Dalet Amis? As in the Rivosh, in Shuvah Simin Resh Mem Ches, move in the base Yosef, and Cain is mavur on the Rashba and the sugya by us. He says that there are two malchim in the sugya, and it's totally how you learn. So grace is shining on the Rishonim. The schus of Dalet Amis is a schus legamri. It's his legamri. No one else could use it. And the Rishonim bring the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that all he has is a schus shimush, a schus to be mishtamish in the area. Of its loy koni loy legamri. Shainim say, therefore, Bismani's not using it. The other person could use it. Azog the Rishainim, the Rivash, Berichos, the Rajra Bekitzer. How you learn the Gemara is telling on this Nidin. If you learn the Bavli holds like the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli holds also the schus of Dalet Amis is only a schus to be mishtamish, but not a kinyan be'etzem. As em pshat in the Gemara's pashit, paritz its psimav is a mechila. What you're doing is you're being meichel. You have a schus, a shibud on Pliny, and you're being meichel. Oh, but if you learn the Bavli is choylik on the Yerushalmi, as then how could Mechila doesn't help? If you have a Kenyan, as Mechila doesn't help, is how are you going to learn the Gemara? It's the Rajba, the Ritva, the second Malach and the Yivashis. You'll have to learn. It's Midin Hefker. Mice of Nikarim, from the fact that he's pirates, his Psima of advises that he wants to be Mafker, the Dalet Amis. Oh. Those are the two Mahalchim, the Ika Mahalchim and the Rishonim. And the Rush is interesting. The Rush, L'choira, doesn't mention the word Mechila, and he doesn't mention the word Hefker. L'choira is a makom to be medayik. The Rush says that his chus in Dalet Amis is because the Pesach is soyrich the Dalet Amis. Once he soyge the Pesach, kum dechois, the Pesach doesn't need the Dalet Amis anymore. It's bottle against the schus Dalet Amis. The whole schus or kinyan of Dalet Amis is that kami needs it. But once it's bottle the Pesach, as it's not nitzach for the Pesach, as it's bottle the schus. Those are the three mahalchim. We have the Tu'ika mahalchim and the Dikduk and the Rush for a third mahalach. Now, we want to be marich a little bit on the mahalchim. On the Rishonim that learn Mechira, Mechila, that the way it works is midin Mechila, the Shah Mishpat and Simon Shimon Shin Tes Vov wants the boy from them a chiddush. There are Klal and Shas, you have Mechila by a choiv. Over here is more of a choiv, it's a schus ishtamches, and a filuachi Mechila helps. Azok the Shah Mishpat, Pashas, and over here you have a raya. That by Schirus, which is also a schus ishtamches, if you're Meichel, it's Pakal Eschusei HaSchirus, because it's Doimet HaSugya. Aybazei, Frek Deshara Mishpat Astira, from a different Rivash, the Rivash in Simen Tov Kuf Yud, rings the Rai from the Gemara and Baba Metziah Dav Samech Zayin, from the Sugya Mashkanta, that on Schirus is Loi Mahani Mechila, if he's Meichel Eschus Schirus, it doesn't work, you need a Kenyan. I bazei frek the shara mishpat is the astiras in the rivash. And the rivash in Reish Memches that says an asugya mechila helps on shimushim, shibudim, ashma that mechila helps on schirus. And the rivash in Tavkuf Yud says lehedya that schirus doesn't help on schirus. Mechila doesn't help on schirus. Thus frek the shara mishpat. Muchach from the Shah Mishpat Shailan the Rivash that you have to say there's a chilek between Schusei Schirus and our Sugya, which is just a Schus Shimush Ba'alma. And the Shayrish of the chilek is a Mefurish Nisivis in Simen Kuf Sadik Beis. Nisivis goes on the Chiddush that the Gdoile Achroinim want to be Machadish, that in order for someone to be Koino Shimushim, he doesn't have to do a Maisa Kenyan. As long as he does a Shimush, he's Koina. The Ksais buys it. Mikama, Mekoimis. The Ksais brings Rayas to this Yisayid. Nesivis brings the Ksais. Frek the Nesivis. But on the other hand, you find the Klapis Schirus. We see differently. The Gemara and Baba Kam Ayin Tes and Gittin Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara says you need a Kenyan Gomor. It's a Stira. On one hand, you see Schirus needs a Kenyan. The other end, you see, Shimush doesn't need a Kenyan. Azag the Nesivis, the Chilek is that Schirus means you're koine the guf for the Shimushim. As thus is a memka liyaymetz, kilo, you're selling it for klapi this Shimush. As being that you're koine the guf, you need a Maisa Kenyan. Masha Engen, when all you have is a schus Shimush in Pliny's karka, it's yours klapi the Shimushim. But you have a schus shimush in someone else's karka, as being that all you have is a schus shimush and not a real kinyan, as when mele a shimush is kaina. Nesibis al pisa says nachachilik, that which you say chotis or schiris kaina is only by schiris mamish, because you kaina the guf le shimushai, as if you kaina the guf, as with the guf a chotze, you could with the guf a karka, you could do a kinyan chotze. If all you have is a schus to be mishtamish b'toich shel chaveiroi, not that it's yours klapi shimushim, but you mishtamish b'toich shel chaveiroi, as then there's no kinyan of chotzer. As the fidus chilek and the sivis, is doch zeh is miyusha de shayla de shara mishpat. That which the Rivash says mechila doesn't help by schiros is because schiros is a kinyan. When you have a kinyan, as mechila doesn't help. Masha enkein in our sugya, it's not a real kinyan. All you have is a schus shimush ba'alma, as then mechila helps. Ve'arayas, all it is a schus shimush, because when you are seicha something, the maske can come in and use it. When you are not using it, the seicha did a ma'ase kinyan. That calls man he's not using it, the Pirik Masa, the other one could come in. Azemindach, that in our sugya, the Dalet Amos isn't Doima L'Schiris that he has a kin. It's Tamas Chosh Simish Ba'amon. He's not using it, the other person could use it. That's why in our sugya is Mahani Mechila, because it's a Shimish Ba'amon. Abeinachinami in Schiris Mamish, then you need a Maisa Kenyan. As thus is in the first Mahalach, that the Gedder of Paritzus Psimov is Midin Mechila. The second Mahalach in the Sugya is the Mahalach of the Rajba, that they learn the Dalet Amos is Konuis. They have to learn Paritzus Psimov is Midin Hefker. Of a Vitzarech Bir, the Rajba says that in this Hefker, only the Bnei Chatzar could be Zaycha. We hold Hefker Laniyim, no Yavi Hefker. Void, why Taka can't someone else be Zaycha? He's Mavker Schus of Dalet Amos. At least someone else be Zaycha. As Lachoy the Kavone is because the Schus of Dalet Amos is a Schus which used for your Pesach. Abluya the Bala Pesach is Mavker is Dalet Amos. No one else could be Zaycha in the Dalet Amos because they don't have a Schus in the Pesach. As that's why it's Paka the Schus of Dalet Amos, Mamela only the Bali Chatzar Akoina. As Imkinim Advar Mizdach Zeya Gishmak, what we ask? Ay, Hefker Laniyim Lo Yavi Hefker, over here only the Bali Chatzar could be Zeicha. The reason why only the Bali Chatzar could be Zeicha is because Mamela it's Paka the Schus. Bemis he was Mavkrit Lakol. Just there's no way for anyone to be Zeicha in it for a Zeitika reason. Because as soon as you're Mavkrit, it's Paka the Schus. As that is not a chsar in the din of hefker lakulam. As Mamela, the hefker is a good hefker, he's mafkrit lakol. No, just once he's mafkrit, it's paka the schus, because no one else has a delas, a pesach. As Mamela, the balich serim azeicha. Those are the two mahalchim in Paritz es Psimov. Let's move on to the next Gemara. The next Gemara is the Gemara brings down the din of a voice on Philoshes, Liracheres, and they want to close it. As they can't close it because they were ready, Zeicher, Midin Meitzes, Yechzikai by Rabim. As in the Ritva over here, there's a Dvar Chiddush. The Ritva says, how are the Rabbim Zeicha? Because they're Mahalich boy, as they're doing Shimush. As a Mela, you did the Shimush, the Koine, and the Meitzer. As you could learn that this Dina Meitzer, Shezika by Rabbim, is a Takonis Achamim, and they get the Takonis when you're Mahalich boy. Aber, the feed and the Sivis we spoke out. And the Ksois, the Nesivis in Kuf Samit Beis, and the Ksois in Simon Kuf Peites, is the Chzeir Gishmak, the Ritva. Ovira Meitza Shechzika by Rabim, they just coin it Lishimushai. As I say, if you mishtamish, you do Hiluch. As I'm Bele, you coin it. The Shpam later on, and Daf Kuf, Luchai will be Mashmitz Midin Mechila. If you don't know what the Shpam means, in Shamba Sugya. The Gemara over here says a chiddush in the din of meitzah shechzika by Rabim. It's even when it's ikadar kachrini, as the Ritva learns the Gemara that ikadar kachrini means even if the other derech is a better derech, afilu hachi it still has a din of meitzah shechzika by Rabim. Yesh Laden, if there's a makam to be medayik Rashi, not that way. Rashi says Shekvar husaku in divri amasol b'nei oisai ir, shekvar husaku lekatzer darchon derech oisin hamuvois. V'duyik in Rashi that they're using the derech to be mekatzer. Mashma that this is a better derech because it's a kitzer derech. Like Yishlon, if Rashi just was knock at diber behoiver, or Rashi means bedafka only b'ifin zed has a din of meitzer shechzika by ramim. The Gemara then brings a second mem. Amr Evan and Amr Shmuel, voice on Fuloshin Lashus Arabim, a big shuv name voice, Lahabin Vend Losses, Bnei Rishus Arabim, Makvin Aleim, Rishainim Es, this is already Nichlal in the first memra. Amr voice on Fuloshis Lir Acheris, what's the Chiddish? As they want to learn that over here it's talking about it's only Mufulosh on one side to the Rishus Arabim. The Chiddish is a Filu Hochi. They could be ma'akev. The Gemara has a havamina. Maybe it's only by Dalet Amis, Dumya, the Tuma. The Gemara says, no, it's here, it's even more. Yishayinim ha-mazber, because Tuma is tali in a makum seser. That's only in a makum deshrichi by Rabim. Shankin, the din of Meitzah shechziku by Rabim is even if it's dachki by Rabim, even if it's not such a shchir de geshimush. Afilu achi the Rabim ha-saych in it. Freg the Rosh, other Rishayna Mashaila, from the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. And the Gemara over there was a Nidin. If one of the Balei Mavui wants to close off his area, if the other Balei Mavui could be Ma'akiv, a Machlekes, if the other Balei Mavui could be Ma'akiv him. Freg the Rosh, what do you need the other Balei Mavui to be Ma'akiv him? And also gives Mavur that the Bnei Rishus HaRabim could be makiv on him. Because even if the other Bnei HaMavui don't have a schus to be makiv of him, the Bnei Rishus HaRabim could be makiv him. As the Rosh learns, that the sugi before is talking about, well, it's not patuach to a Rishus HaRabim. The Shaila is Rashi before in Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Rashi says clearly that the Mavui over there is talking about, well, it's pesuach Rishus HaRabim. As how is he going to answer the Shaila of the Rosh? But ma'id yitachin Rashi l'shitasai, it's b'chlal not shver the shayla of the Rosh. Why? Because Rashi learns over there, the sugi is talking about where he just wants to close off the dalid amis, which is in front of his Pesach ha-mavui. As kum d'chais, there's still more room in the mavui. As if the Bnei Rishus HaRabim want to be deichik sham, there's room for them to squeeze into if they need a little bit of room. As over there was no need in the Bnei Rishus HaRabim being Ma'akev Aleim because he's not staring them. Only the other Bnei Mavui that they use it all the time. It's not just the Shimush of Dachi Bei Rabim, as then there was a tzad they could be Ma'akev. But the Rishus HaRabim, they're only Dachi Bei, there's room for them. What is the Rashi asked the question? Because the Rishonim over there and the Rashi included a Cholek on Rashi. They learned the Gemara is talking about he wants to just block off his Dalet Amis Bifnei, the Pesach, and it goes into the Mavui. He wants to block off his whole area of the Mavui. Oh, if he's blocking off his whole area of the Mavui, as then the Bnei Rishus HaRabim can't use his area B'chlal. As then Frek the Rosh, as they should be able to be Ma'akav. Yes, say over there is talking about with the Bnei Rishus, it's not Patuach, Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara is then Mamshech, and the Gemara brings down a sugya of Nevuah. And the Gemara brings down a memra, Miyom Shechorev Beis Amigdash, Nidl Nevuah Menavim, Nidl Lachachomim, Frek the Gemara, Atu Chachom Lav Noviyu, Hochi Kamer. Ava Pish, Nidl Menavim, Menachachomim, Loi Nidla. As Rashi learns the Gemara, Kipshutai. The Gemara's mashma that ki'ilu they're nevi'im that aren't chachamim, as Hashem took away the nevuah from the nevi'im that ain't chachamim, and left the nevuah to nevi'im that are chachamim. Frag the Rishonim on Rashi that it's a mafurishi Gemara in the Darim Adav Lamed Ches that nevuah is only on a chacham. Nevuah is Ashvashchina is only on a chacham. As how could Rashi say there's a nevuah to someone who's not a chacham? Array, it's Mefurish Gemara. The Rishonim answer, Makar is the Rosh in the Darim over there. That which the Gemara says that you need a Chacham to be Shayin Nevuah It's only on the Nevuah Ba'ifin Kavua. Nevuah Ledairais. If it's not Ba'ifin Kavua on the Navi, or it's not a Nevuah Ledairais, it's just a Mikra, as then you don't need him to be a Chacham. This is the Mahalach of Kama Rishonim Vidas Rashi. The Ramban doesn't like that. He says that all Nevuahs are the same. By all of them, there's a Tanai of Chacham. Zebizei, how do you learn the Gemara over here? The Ramban over here, the Ritva, say a totally different pshat. They say there's two dinim of Nevuah. There's one din of Nevuah, which is a chazoin, which is a mara. He sees a picture. Hashem shows him a picture. As that we say, miyoyim shecharev beis hamikdash, there's no Nevuah like that. But then there's another Nevuah. A Nevuah of Chochma, the Ritva explained something where Alpi Teva, he wouldn't be able to come up with such a Svara. Abba, he has a special Shiata Deshmaya that he could come up with such a Svara. As that's a Nevuah al Derech Chochma, not Chazoin Umara, that he sees a picture. It comes to Chochma Salev. As the Fizeb Shan in the Gemara is, Afal pisha nitla min hanavim, the hainu is nitla the nevuah of chazoin, of a min hanachachomim, the nevuah that chachomim did, that was loy nitla, that we still have. The sam seif and shuvis are a chayim simin reish ches, is mazbe, the raivin hasogis, in hilchus lula, perichas, halacha hei says, on his pshat there, ruach koidesh yifia baveis medrash vigila davazah. What does he mean, ruach hakoidesh? Zogdeh, he means like this Ramban, that there's Chachamim, that they're Masig, Alpi Ruach HaKodesh, Alpi Nevuah, Svara. Lefi Zeh, the Ritva says, Pshan in the Gemara, before he knew the Divrei Nevius, is Leshvach. As a Svara, he came Duch Derech Nevuah. Lefi Zeh, that which the Gemara in the Hemshech says, Dans, if you have Nevuah, tries to bring a raya to this klal, because you see two chachamim mechavin. The needin is a chayich that from the fact that two chachamim mechavin do the same thing, it's a raya, it's me'ala teva. Or no, chayich alpi teva, the two chachamim, even though one's much, much smarter, they can be mechavin to the same thing. This is the needin of the sugya lefi, the Ramban. The Maisa Rashi is a little bit meduyik, like the Yisayid of the Ramban. In the Hemshech, the Lashon of Rashi is, Divri HaMasa V'Lav Taima Kaman, Yud Beis Amid Beis, El Svaris HaLevi HaBolu B'Nevuah. Kach is the Mashmois of the Gemara, that there's a Nevuah, which is Derech Svaris HaLev. And thus is the Koyach of the Chachamim, Duch the Amelis Batayra, Zeichet, you have a sesel siyata deshmaya that they're able to be magala chochma derech nevuah. Next Gemara brings down Amar Reb Yechonon miyom shecharev beis hamikdash nitl nevuah min aviyim v'nitl l'shoytem v'tinoikis. It's a little bit shver. The first Gemara says nitl l'chachamim. The next Gemara says l'shoytem v'tinoikis. It's in the Sefer Ein Yaakov. It brings a pirish aves eson. It brings a Zoya that zogt as it's nishke machleikis. No, it's totally. If klal yisol is zoyche, they're on a hechra madrege, as then they get the nevuah derech chochma. When klal yisol is not zoyche, as then the giluyim of nevuah comes derech hashoyta. Ulatinoikis. Masham says over here a chiddush, that it's a different kind of nevuah. There's a nevuah that comes derech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malachim, as that comes to Chachamim. Then there's a nevuah that comes derech HaShin Dalet, and that comes through Shaitim Lutinoikis. As Lefi Zeh Kum Techois, it's Nishta Machloikis also, but for a different reason. Meaning the Amid Aleph is talking about nevuah derech HaShem, as that's l'chachamim, derech hamalach. Hashem came, the Amid Beis is talking about a different kind of nevuah. It's also a gilui hasidus. becomes Derech Hashin Dalet, as that goes to Shaitim and Tinoikis. This is the Gemara. Now we'll move down to the Gemara on Yud Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara of Amr Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Pshita, Chelik Bechor, Chelik Poshit, Yevinon Lei Achad Metzo. The Hainadin in the Sugya is a Bechor gets two Chalakim, a Poshit gets one Chelik. As the Shaila is the Bechor wants to take his two Chalakim, Samach to each other. The Poshit says no. He wants to make a gedrul. He wants to have the option. I mean, if you're going to do that, he's going to get one next to each other, he's going to be zeicha, one on the side and one in the middle. The Pashit's tining, no, I want to have a chance to be zeicha in the one in the middle. Are you day gedrul? You're not giving me a chance, b'chlal. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Chelik bar v'chelik Pashit, yevinon le'achad metzva. Azok Rashi, why? Because shneim achelik echad. Meaning, if it's chelik echad, then avada, he has a schus to get it together. The hava minu was that bechor and pashit does say snish chelik echad. Because one is taking midin chor, one is taking midin pashit. Kamash malan, that it's called chelik echad, and because it's called chelik echad, as therefore he's noito. Tesis brings down Kedanafkalon b'yesh neichlem desib pishnayim makish chelik b'chor lechelik pashit. Tesis brings down that this din is exeris akosiv in yesh neichlem b'yesh lodin is remachlekes Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says it's a svara, and Tesis says that it's a pasik. Lachor and Rashi can't argue that it's a pasuk. Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara. So why does Rashi say a svara? As the Rush, when he brings down Tosfos, he adds that what is the pasuk telling me? The pasuk's gufa telling me that it's called chelik echad. That's gufa what the pasuk is telling me. Oh, so maybe you could learn Rashi. But if it's there, Rashi's saying it's a pasuk. No, Rashi is saying what the gedder of the pasuk is. It's a little bit sasim in Rashi. Why didn't Rashi say that this din of chelik echad is a pasuk? As you could learn Rashi, a drop different. Alech Tosis says later on, what's the havamina that a chelik and pasuk should be different? Not because you're not sure if it's the two halakim or chelik echad, stam. It's because the chelik b'chor is a matana. Oh. As if you go with that svar of Tosis, you learn that dafka over here, where the chelik b'chor is a matana and not called v'tayris yerusha, then there was a havamina. So you need a pasuk to say, even though it's called matana, it still has a din of a yerusha. Once it has a din of a yerusha, as then it's a svar that it's chelik echad. The Fizal will be very gishmak. Why in the Gemara in the Hemshech by Yavam, the Gemara says the svara should be chelik echad. You don't need a pasuk. Aye, if you have a pasuk by Pchor, mechates it goes by Yavam. The Fizal is dochzei gishmak. The svara of chelik echad is a svara. It's only by Pchor you need a pasuk, because a Pchor is a matana. Of everywhere else, it's a svara that it's called chelik echad. That's the first Gemara. Chelik Bahar v'chelik Pashit Yavina le'achad Metzo. Yavam Mai. The Gemara dons Yavam Mai. As the Rabbeinu Gershom explains the Gemara, what case are we talking about? So the Rabbeinu Gershom, we're talking about where the brother that he was Miyabim died first, and afterwards the father died. So over here, there's a Nidin Efshet still called Chelik Echad. As this din of this seer of the Rabbeinu Gershom is based on a Rashi in Yevamis Daf Chav Dalet. Rashi says in this seer, the halacha is
is when the Yavam takes over for the brother, he also is Yerush the father. The other Rishayim in Yavamis and Dav Chav Dalet, they argue. They say that such a place, Sir, is called Roy, because the father died afterwards. B'shas that the Ach was maced, the father wasn't dead yet. And the halacha is a Yavam is not Noitel B'Roy, because the Torah called him Bachar, and a Bachar is ain't a Noitel B'Roy. As they learn in this Sir, you don't get... why did the Rabbeinu Gershon learn the Gemara is going Bedafka in this Sir, like Rashi Shita in Yavamis? Why do you go into the Machloikis Bechlal? What's a kosher imshad in the Sugya? As Nira, the Rabbeinu Gershom was bothered by a question. That what's the tzad that by a Yavam you should be noitel together? Because it has a din of Chelek Echot. As the Rabbeinu Gershom was bothered by a question. How could there be a tzad that he's noitel Chelek Echot? I read what he's taking from the Ach, he's being Yerush from the Ach. And his own Yerusha, which is Samach, he's being Yerush from the Av. As he's Yerush from two different people, Bechlal. As how could you have a Havamina that it's called Chelek Echad if he's being Yerush from two different people? He's being Yerush his Chelek from the Av, and he's being Yerush the Ach's Chelek from the Ach. As therefore the Rabbeinu Gershom says, we're talking about a tzir where the Ach was mace first, and then the Av was mace. And the Rabbeinu Gershom holds like Rashi, that what's the reason why in this year he's Yerush the Av? As Rashi learns over there in Yevamis, because the din of Yivam is he's kom tachas aviv, he takes over the place of his brother, and it's kilu, he's his brother. As if he's his brother, whatever, whoever his brother was Yerush, he's Yerush too. As kum de chayis als the din of Yibum, it's ki'ilu he's being Yerush the father. Oh, if als the din of Yibum makes that ki'ilu he's Yerush his father, as then you could have it sad of chelek echad. You could also have it sad lav chelek echad, because the only way he's Yerush his father, Zokt Rashi, Mikoyach Achrini Kasi, he has to go through the brother to be Yerush his father, as maybe it's not chelek echad. Or do you say, being that Soif Pasik, at the end of the day, what's the reason why he's being Yerush is because he's Yerush directly from his father, as does his chelek echad. Mashenken, if the tzir would be where the father was mace first, and then the ach was yerush, and then the ach was mace, as then why is he noitel? He's noitel mikoyach the ach. He's not noitel mikoyach the father. As kibin shiken, if he's noitel mikoyach the ach, what was the havamina that it should be chelek echad? Zei Gishmak, why the Rabbeinu Gershom learns this seer, learns like Rashi and Yevamis, because Davka, this is a shtarka maka to Rashi and Yevamis. That in this seer, it's kilu is being Yerush to Abbas, therefore there's a Habamin, it's Kichelik Echon. Shaila is what the other Rishainim will do with this Gemara. So Mishnah Serbar and Yevamis says, Vais Techois and the other Rishainim, that they learn that even when the Ach is Yerush the Av, it's not the vote that now it becomes Nichsei Ach. It still has the same of Nichsei Av, as it's still Ki'ilu, they're taking it from the father. Ein Sham Barichos, and works the body side. Ein Sham. As that's the tzir of what we're talking about, a Bar Mitzvah by a Yavam. What's the din by a Yavam? As Amra Abaye, hihi. My time of B'chor Kar Yerachmana. And Rav is Chaylik Amakra Vahaya Kibachor Avyasa Kibachor Ve'en Chalukasai Kibachor. The Shaila is, what's Pshat in Rav? As L'chayra, there's a machlek as we shine him in Pshat, Pirish Amilim, and also in Havana. The Rimagash, the Rabbeinu Gershon Amiduyik, that they learn Pshat in Rav. Amakra v'hoya b'char, that the Torah made him a b'char l'inyan to get an extra chelik. Havyasa b'char. Be'ein chalukasa b'char. But the Torah didn't give him kol sidrei nachla v'b'char, that if a b'char has a din to get it together, hu adin, a yavam has a din to get it together. As lefize v'haya b'char means he has this chos to get a nachlo ki b'char, havyasay ki b'char, be'en chalukasay ki b'char. But the seder of nachla that he gets is not ki b'char. It's a pasha b'shan in the Gemara. The Rosh learns a different pshat in the Gemara, very mechudish like a pshat. The Rosh says, "V'haye b'char" means avyasa ki b'char. What he's noital midin yibom, he's taking ki b'char. As if a b'char has a din of bar mitzvah, who adin he has a din of bar mitzvah. Be'ein chalukasa ki b'char, but the other field that he yashin straight from his father, that he's not getting me din yibum, that he doesn't have a din of b'char. As lefizah, it's a totally different shot. Havyasa ki b'char is going on one field. The field is noito ki me din yibum. Ve'en chalukasa ki b'char is going on the second field that he got stam hiyashin from his father. This is the mahalich of the Rosh in the Gemara. However, is a grace of Shailon the Rush. Why should it be that in order for him to be able to be Neitel et Samach, he needs a schus in both fields? Once is a Gzeres HaKosev that in the Chelik of the Bechar, he has a schus to get the Chelik of Bechar next to the other field. That should be enough that he should be able to take them together. Why only if there's a schus mitzad both fields to get it together, as then he gets it together. And the way the Rosh is learning, the gzeres hakosev that you get it together is in the chelek habuchar, the stei habuchar, and not in the stei that stam he yashin from his father. Why does he need a gzeres hakosev on both fields? Once there's a gzeres hakosev in one field, he has enough of his schus to get it together. That should be enough. As if she'll say, "Das ist nicht chelik echad." You need both of them to have the din to be called chelik echad. But if you look in the lashon of the Rosh, the lashon of the Rosh is not mashma that way. The lashon of the Rosh is that he only has a right to have a stay ma'alim in the stay habchar, not in the sada which he's not getting b'tayrus b'chayra. So meduyig in this Rosh a gavaldige chiddush. Meduyik in this Rosh, that what's the reason when a person gets something, two fields together, as the geder hadvarim is he's getting a better field. If he gets each one separately, they're not worth as much. When he puts the two fields together, as the value of both fields goes up, as kum dechois, a schus to get fields together, means that he's getting a schus that the value of both fields should go up. As the other person is tining, no, you don't have a schus to have both your fields go up. I have a schus to get a field, meaning gairo. You don't have a schus to make both your fields go up. As lefizeh, the Rosh is saying a svara, even if there's a gzeres akosa mitzad, the field that he's getting midin yibom, that he has a right to make the value go up, but mitzad the other field that he's not taking midin yibum, that he's stam yashning is for his father, that he has no right to make its value go up. The other person could say, I want to have a schus to make a gairo, to be able to be zeich in it. You can't make two fields go up if you only have a schus on one field to make the value go up. Kach is mevor in the Rosh, as thus is the svara of Rava. As thus is the first chedek of the sugya, a sugya which deals with if he has a schus to get his two karkois together or not. The din is negeya by a bechor and a pashit, and the din is negeya by a yavam. Now the Gemara moves on to another tzir. The zavan abba mitzvah devei nashya. It's brought down over here, because the idea of this Gemara is similar in the point that the shaila is, do you have a right, midine de bar mitzvah, to get the field that you're yoyrish samach? However, over here we're not talking about we're yoyrish both fields, we're talking about we stam has a field next to it. Midine de bar mitzvah, he wants the dine de bar mitzvah to give him a schus to take the Yerusha in the field that's close to the field that he owned before. It's a different Gemara. It's not with both the fields of Derech Yerusha. It's only with one's Derech Yerusha. But he wants to be Zeicha in the field that's close to him. Because what's the halacha? Who does Abinara Amitzah Devei Nasha Kika Plelgu Amalei Pogulu Amitzroi Amaraba Kigoin Zu Koifen Almida Stoim? As Reb Nachum was madgish, when you learn the Gemara, you can understand that this word of Koifen al Midas Taim is al derech we had in the Gemara before, Chesam Ibeis, Koifen al Staka, derech the Gemara in Ksubis Pei Vav. It means Koifen b'shaitim, you hit him and you hit him and you make him give it, or Koifen b'dvarim. Thus is the din. Abba, Reb Nachum wanted to say not that way. Nachum wanted to say that this din of Koifen al Midas Taim doesn't mean a din of kfir, you force him to act like a mensch. It becomes a schus in dinei choshe mishpat, the hainu. We're going to make the nachlo work midinei Koifen al Midas Taim. Koifen al Midas Taim is megalitos dinei choshe mishpat, how the dinei choshe mishpat work, how the schus in nachlo work. As because of the din of Koifen al Midas Taim, now the schus anachla is that he should get this chelik. It's the raya because Taisus over here is medama to the din of koifin al midas time by zen nene and zelay chaser. Someone lives in a field, lives in a house, and the other person wasn't chaser as he's potter from paying. Over there, the Gemara, it's not a din of hitting the person. The Gemara says potter, saying it's tzarech l'shalem. Void, you could bring another raya. Taisus is, if there's a din of Koifen al Midas Taim, is what do you need a pasuk by Bechorb for? If the din of Koifen al Midas Taim is a din, you hit him, but Be'etzem he's chayiv, as you need a pasuk by Bechorb to say that he's potter. The Mashman Taisus, that midin Koifen al Midas Taim, he's already potter Be'etzem. As the Chiddush of Nachum is, Koifen al Midas Taim is Hagbola, Havana in the Dine Chalukah. It's Magdir, the Gidje Chalukah. Because it's a Midas Taim, therefore the Chalukah is Chal Boifen, that he should be Zeich in the Chelik de Bar Metzah. This is Nakuda number one, what the Pirish of Koifen al Midas Taim is, Eliba de Rabbah. In Taisus, is Da Nidin. Machlekes Yishainim, is this din Koifen al Midas Taim a din da Raisa or a Takana da Rabbanan? Taisus brings down the reed that he asks a question. If that loch is Koifen al Midas Taim, Azim Ken, what do you need a pasuk before by Bchara Pashe? Typically, me Koifen al Midas Taim. As the Ritzban, the Hemjich answers, because Koifen al Midas Taim is da Rabbanan. As you need a pasuk to have a din da Raisa. But before in the Re that he asked the question and says a different teretz, that the Re holds that the din of Koifen Oysal Midas Taim is Daraisa. Geta Machlekes, the Re in the Ritzba, if Koifen Oysal Midas Taim is Daraisa, the Rabbanan. Have an ascend the beer. As Koidum call, let's see, the Re in Taisis, then we'll work over to the Ritzba. As the Re asked the question, that what do you need a pasuk by Pcharim Pasha? Typically, I'll skoifen on me this time. As the first teretz of the Re is, Lo yinosan lar kosev ha-kosev elo kebeiz achim. Vilo yishnei achim reitzin l'shtatev l'kafino l'shlishi losan lem chelik biyachat. Then the din of the bar metz is when it's one person, but when it's two different people, not. If it's one person, as then it's a hefsid for him not to have it together. As then we say, Koifen al Midas Taim. Mashengen, when it's two different people, as if they want to join together, they want to make revochim. As Koifen al Midas Taim is not machayiv, the people should have revochim. This is the first malach of the Re. And the Re says that the gedder of a bechor is kebei zachim, los alein is a chiddush. You could have learned the Gedah B'charu Pashat is it's one ach, but the Torah says he gets a little bit more. In Taisus Mavur, not that way. The Gedah of that which a B'char is Naitel to Chalakim is Klapi the second Chelek, he's Kilo another ach. Kach is Mavur in Taisus. Boyd, Noisy says another word, because Bechor Matana Kari Rachmalik, the Amel Beyesh Neichlan, the Sivlasis Loi Pishnaim. Vein Lokif is a Noisin, me din Koifin Asam be this time, you can't be Koifin people to give you Matanis. You're allowed to live in something and not have to pay for it, but you can't be Koifin people to give you Matanis. As in this Taisis is Dal Makar, the Shaila is when we say Bechor is a Matana, who is it a Matana from? Is it a matana from the father? Is it the father gave the Bukhara matana? Or is it a matana from the other brothers? As in Sivis and Reisha in Ches says, it's a matana from the brothers. B'chein is mucha from Taisis. Because Taisis says, Vein lokif es anoisin. When we're talking about who we're talking about being koifa, the father's dead already. We're talking about the brothers being koifa. And Taisis calls them anoisin matana. Bavur Chiddush and Taisis like the Nesivis, that the matana of the Bechor is from the Achim, not from the Av. Those are the Mahalchim of the Ri, that by Bechor and Pashat, it's not Shayich Koifin al Midas Daim, either because it's Daimit to a Revach, or because it's a matana. The Ritzvah is Chaylish, the Adam and Rabbah, Koifin lo midin Tayre Kama, the Bedin al Yachol Limchay Shekeneg Daim. He could pay the beruchas time. It's not me this time, because there's a pay the beruchas. Va'oid, second chelik of the ritzvah, all the koyfin on me this time is an erev zeloi chaser. Hainu b'shikvah do b'chotze chaveroi. She'enu imala lo schar. If he lived there already, he doesn't pay schar. Normally, when you nene from someone else's thing, you have to pay him for that. No. Time, you don't pay him from that. No, it's mavur. The p'tur of zeh nenev zeh loy chaser is midin koyfin al midas time. Because of the bnei Yeshua b'das tesis and baba kama chofa mebeis. There are matim to tesis over here. A bezak tesis a chiddush. That's only when he lived already. Avol hapshitas yachal igmuz bay shala yichnas lada bebeisai. Even if you hold Zenene Vizelo Chaser is Potter, but Avada, if someone wants to walk in and say, hello, I'm living here, Avada, you could stop him from living there. L'chatchila. The din of Zenene Vizelo Chaser means if he did it already, you're Potter, but you're not Mechuyev to let him walk into your field, into your house. This is the Chiddush Ritzvah. Zog the Ritzvah, over here, we look at it. Ki'ilu, it's l'chatchila, you're letting him walk into Shaloi. Meaning, being that he has a schus, al pi goyrel, to get this chelek, as if he's letting you, he's not doing a goyrel, and he's letting you take the field, which is samach to your field, as he's ki'ilu giving his Shaloi to you l'chatchila. As if he's giving you his shalai lechatchila, and there's no din of zenen of zel lechosim. But that's the re, that the re is chaylik. Either the re holds, like there's a Mordechai that's chaylik on Taisus and learns even lechatchila you're not allowed to stop him from going in. Or the re will learn that having a schus al pi goyrel to get something doesn't mean it's yours. You're letting him go into yours. He gets a girl, he could get it. It's not mamish his. He has a schus maybe to get it out of your day girl, but it's not mamish his. You don't look at it. You're going into his field if you're getting the bar mitzvah. I know the Ritzbah is saying a chiddush that because maybe the girl would have given to him, as we look at it, kilu, it's his. As when he's giving up on it, he's giving up of his thing, l'chatchila. So the Ri is Cholek on that Nekuda. That's a grace of Chiddush. As thus is the first sheet of the Gemara, the sheet of Rabba of Koifin on Midasayim. We saw what the Pshat in Koifin is. Void the Shail of Taisis and Bechor and Pashit. The next man, the Yomar, is Rabbi Yosef. He is Cholek on this. Maskev lo Rabbi Yosef. Amalei Achi Malina Lei Luya Kinichse Devai Bar Meruyun. The shail is, why is Rabbi Yosef choylik on the din of koyfin oisai on midas time? As over here, there's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosis, why he's chaylik. Rashi learns because he could say this sada is shavu yose from upamim sada zum v'reches misharech sadas. As mailen le'eluy kinichse deval million. He could say this is worth more to me. As when the fields are shava, das is kaifen oisam me this time. But to me, this field is worth more. Das is nishkin me this time. The fi Rashi, why is Rabba choylik on Rabbi Yosef? As you could learn, that Rabbi Yosef is saying a chiddush, meaning if you would go kafi the shavius in the shuk, kafi the shavius in the shuk, there's absolutely no hevdol between the two sadas. What he's saying is, Malin le iluye clapping me, I hold this field is worth more. It's a personal thing. As Rabba holds, you can't do a personal thing and say clapping me, this is worth more if the shavius is shava. As it's still called kaifen al me this time. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, I could say clapping me, this field has more shavius. Rashi says that it's only by Estay Baal. Where's the mucker of Rashi? As the Rishonim say from the next Gemara. Because the next Gemara says, Chei Arate Atrei Nigri, Amarabba ki going zu kaifer on me this time, Maskut lo Rabbi Yosef, Zimdai Midvo, Vahai lo Midvo. Why does Rabbi Yosef change his nusach? Before in the Gemara, before he said, Malin le Elui kinich se devar merion. Over here he says a totally different nusach. Dahai midvul v'haylo midvul. Why did he change the sprach? Vais dechoy ismailin le'iluya kinichsei devar merion. Is not shayich. Why isn't it shayich? It's like Rashi says, that when it's coming from the rain, you could say zu is misparich yoser. Hashem came, the next Gemara is talking about where you mashke from a nar, as then it's different. Tzorach beer. Why can't he say? Because Lupamim Misyavish, that itself should give him the koyach to say, Malay Lui Kinirsi Devei Mai Marion. As I hold, this field won't be Misyavish. Zogde Ramban, when a field grows more when it rains, as that's called a mile in the field, Pomizum is Baruch Yaisim Izu. As Kshamim, Stali on the mazel and Shamayim, as that this field has a better mazel, that's called a mila in the field. Mashenkin, when we're talking about Norris being misyabish, that's not there's something better about the field. That's something to do with the nar, not with the field. As he can't tie in the klapi, me, this field is worth more. All right, it's not a din in the field, it's a din in the nar. As over here, he doesn't have the taila of mila leilui kinichse divan merian. Oh. As what tak is this taina by Koifenois? What tak is this taina in the second Gemara of high midvul v'high loy midvul? As there's a mechudish diga Rashi. Rashi says, "Va'amaloi tel chalkecha b'shteim the lav midas taimu, oitein lanu ilu b'dmei." By mailen alei genichse devar merian. What's his taina? His taina is he wants to do a girl. Mashenk in the second Gemara of high midvul high loy midvul. Rashi says he's coming with a totally different taina. Like we saw in the Ramban, it's not Shaykh Mailan Le'iluye. As what's he tining? He's either tining Tolchal Kecha B'shteyim, to lav me v'stoimu, oitein lanu ilu b'dmei. As the Fi Ramban, it's very gishmak where Rashi changes the nusach of the taina. As the Gemara changed the nusach of the taina. Because it's a totally different taina. As does his Shitis Rashi, in the sugya, Taisa says on Rashi that the same way you say is something that goes on me shamim. Psamim is parzu yaisim izu. As even by something which is sarich lahashkes, the pamim echas is loicha bishidachon v'achasein loike. As the Chubis Arash in Simon Sadik Zayin answers Rashi, that shidofin is something which is loy shchiach. So you can't come with a taina, maybe there'll be a shidofin. It's a milsad loy shchiach, it's a milsad loy mistabel, nishtah azat taina. Hashem came, when one field is misbarach, ayyidei ksham, and one not, thus is more matzui, as then you're able to taina it. This is a Yishuv on Shitas Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara Ma'alanay Kenichsi Devar Merian different. Rashi learns, he's telling this is a better field. Zim Kane, you can't take this Samach to the Bar Mitzvah. It's not me this time. I want the better field. Abu Taisus learns, no, it's not called a better field. So what's the word? Why Taka? Could he say, I want to charge you more money? If it's not a better field, how could he charge more money? As in the Rishonim, there's two Malchim. The Rashba, the Rush over here, they explain that he could taina that this field is taka worth more. Why? Because if I would win Ayudei the Gairal this field, as then you would pay more money to get this field because you want to have a field that's the Bar Mitzvah. Azenachinami, for the rest of the world, the field is worth 50. But for somebody who's a Bar Mitzvah, he would pay 55 for the field. As kum dechais, the Gairal will give me a schus to have a sada that's worth 55 because I could sell it to you. As you're being mafsid me, that schus. As the fee zeh, he's tining that this field is worth more ba'atzim because you're the Bar Mitzvah, you'll pay more for it. As it's ba'atzim worth more. However, the Lashon of Taisus is very sawsome. Taisus doesn't mention this. That Mashman Taisus that way. The Lashon of Taisus would sound more like Taisus in Baba Kama Dav Chofam and Beis. Taisus says that what he's tiny is being that I have a schus ayadei the girl to get this field, as therefore I'm not mechuyev to give up on my schus and girl mishum kaifin on me this time. Mamish sounds al derech the ritzva in Taisus before. That the Ritzva said that I'm not mechuyev lechatchila to give up my schus gairal mishum kaifin oisal me this time. Just the Ritzva said that therefore Rabbi said there's a new din the Rabbanon kaifin oisal me this time. And Taisus over here is saying that Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold of a naya din the Rabbanon of kaifin al me this time. As melech hazarnu l'daraisa. However, in Taisus, in Baba Kama, in the Ri, they learn Rabbi's chaylik me'ike de dina. As was gate of the machlekes, as we already said, one beer in the machlekes. Reb Nachum wanted to say a different beer in the machlekes, geshmak of beer. Reb Nachum wanted to say that this machlekes is tali. What's the gather of geirul? Is the gather of geirul that I have a schus to be neitel my chelik ayadei geirul? Meaning, how do you know whose is what? As the Torah gave me a schus to be mavar my chelik al yedei gairal, or is it a pshara? I mean, we don't know who gets what. As the Torah said, pshara, macha gairal. As if you learn it's a pshara, it's not a schus. As then you would ding on the svar of the ritzvah, the svar of Taisus and Baba Kama, and you would say that it's tama pshara balma. You don't have any schus al yedei girl. It's not called yours because you have a schus al yedei girl. If you learn girl is a schus, as then when you're giving it up, a schus girl is called giving up on your own thing. You could be tell on this a machlekes. The Ramban and the Rimagash in our sugya. The Rimagash says even when both fields are exactly the same, you still do a girl. And the Ramban says not. The Ramban says you only do a gairal when one field is worth a little bit more. It's a little bit better. Not worth a little bit more. It's a little bit better. Oh. What's a pshat in the Ramban? The Ramban learns it's a pshara. One's a little bit better, one's a little bit worse. As then you do a gairal when they're both exactly shabbat. It's not shaykh a pshara. What's that in a gairal b'chlal? Rimagash learns, thus is the eif in the Torah's kaveh yischus yerusha, that you get yischus yerusha yedei gairal. So even if the shneim shavim b'diyuk, filu hachi, you still make a gairal. As you could learn, that's goof of the machlaikis. If it's called giving up his own field when he by giving up his schus gairal or not. Thus is the first chelek of Taisus. Therefore, we have a machlekes had to learn the next Gemara of Trei Nigri also. Rashi learns the Gemara of Trei Nigri is going, we have two karkas of Trei Nigri, Cherata Trei Nigri is going also by Dina de Bar Mitzvah. But Taisis can't learn that way, because according to Taisis, there's no makom to be machalik in the sugyas. Rashi says the chilik is one is make shamim and one is a nar. As that makes a chilik in the svara of Reb Yosef. But Taisis, the way Taisis learns the svara of Reb Yosef, there's no makom to be machalik between nar and make shamim. As that's the reason why Taisis says a different svara. That over there is not talking about bar mitzvah. What was the nidin? The nidin is he wants to take half and half. Chatzi sadazu v'chatzi sadazu. Amar Rabba koifin al midas time. Meaning meikah the dina, he has a tfiya. When the yoyrish two sadas, I want to get a half a sada. Amar Rabba says mishum koifin al midas time. You don't do it. What's the reason why Me'ikah Dina when you Yerish two sadas, you have a schus to say Chatzi Sada Zu v'Chatzi Sada Zu? Sucked the Rebbeinu Yaineh. Because he could say that maybe this field is better, maybe this field will be Mizbarach. He says because he could say Hai Midvil v'Hai Loi Midvil. Maybe this field, the Nar will be Misyavish and this field it won't be Misyavish. As a Mela, I want to get chotzi in each field because if one of them is misyavish, at least I'll have the other field. And that's what he says. Koifin al midas time kidei shel kol echad chan mitzvah. And Rabbi Yosef is choilek, and he says that it's not koifin al midas time. Does get the other machlokes.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.